Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking. Child-proofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic, bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I rarely start the show off with some professional wrestling news.
Oh, Jake's going to be happy.
I know one person in here is a huge, huge wrestling fan.
Yeah.
But maybe the main reason that we don't ever talk about it is because normally on these days, we're so freaking late.
Oh, no.
So sorry, jabronis. Yes. It ain't WWE. It's WCII. Which clip is it?
Jake watched.
I thought for sure it was going to be news I didn't care about.
We have two viral sound bites and only enough time now to play one of them, so let's get right to your choices. Your first option is a 39-second clip that you guys keep passing on for some reason. It's an ultra-talented, up-and-coming J-pop band doing the happiest, most uplifting version of the Rick Roll you've ever heard.
I've wanted to listen to it. It's just the other clip has always been better.
Yeah.
Or you're going to go with option two, a 24-second clip of a mom asking her 4-year-old daughter who drew on the walls of their house. And the girl ain't having it. So it's time to vote. We doing J-pop sensation or living room desecration?
Oh.
Alexis.
Living room desecration.
Okay.
J-pop sensation.
All right, Jose.
No, I hate it when it comes to me.
Who are we listening to?
They both sound uplifting and cute, but I gotta go with the kiddos.
Nah.
Let's go desecration.
Sorry,
all right, you've spoken. Let's hear the sound of a mom asking her 4-year-old daughter who drew on the walls of their house.
I see some marker on my wall. Who did it?
The mystery bandage.
Who?
The mystery bandit.
The mystery bandit?
Yeah.
Look at me.
The mystery bandit.
So that's who did it, not you?
No.
Are we certain?
No.
Should I check the videotape?
No.
Why not?
Because I love you.
Okay, kid.
All right.
You're off the hook.
I think J-pop would have been better than that.
I think so, too.
No, you like the mystery bandit.
Like little kids.
We're never going to get those seconds back because that was Which Clip Is It? I'm Jeff, Big Boy Undies DeBow. Let's get into your shot caller question of the day. We got a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out. See who gets asked the trivia question. If you answer wrong, the punishment's to be shocked while you sing the song. So text into 78592 and tell us which one you'd like to hear. Brooke is drawing a name out because she had the shock collar last. Who'd you get, Brooke?
Brooke, Break Room Riot Fox.
Yeah.
All right, Brooke. We're going to put on the shock collar while that happens. Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question of the day.
We're getting close to Halloween, so today's shock is all about candy.
Ooh, okay, give it to me.
Back in the Korean War, American troops were running low on ammunition and radioed in for a supply of 60-millimeter mortars, codenamed Tootsie Rolls.
Oh.
The operator didn't have a code sheet that told him what a Tootsie Roll was, but he knew it was urgent, so he called in the order. Soon, pallets of actual Tootsie Roll candies were airdropped from the sky.
Oh, no.
And while the Tootsie Rolls weren't the ammunition they were looking for, they did provide nourishment for the troops and also did one practical thing to help the soldiers last longer on the battlefield. What was it?
Oh, man.
Practical.
If I was a soldier and that was happening, I would be like, quick, get back on the radio and ask for Eggs Benedict.
Yeah. Oh, I need a bunch of lobsters on the fly. Yeah. 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 Drop them already cooked. Yeah. Steamed with butter.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I'm thinking of the shape of Tootsie Rolls. Like, could it have been used for, like, earplugs?
Oh, my gosh.
You know, or... Wow.
So you don't hear any of the enemy sneaking up on you.
Well, just, like, if you're firing a gun, you want some earplugs.
That's true.
Brooke, when you said plug, it made me think, what if, because the consistency of a Tootsie Roll, you can mold it.
Yeah.
What if they used it if there was, like, a bullet hole to, like, fill cracks in, like, machines or,
be.
Like, almost like a putty.
Oh, yeah.
It is very malleable, right?
Yeah. I don't know what that word means.
I was thinking,
I don't have malaria.
Sort of similar, it could be used as a plug to go into the tip of the barrel of the gun to keep it waterproof.
Is that what they do?
It doesn't seem right to me.
I think guns would be waterproof already. They're like
they're not
steel.
Waterproof, but...
No, that's a really important thing in the military. You're supposed to keep your guns dry.
Okay.
I didn't know that. That okay. could be, yeah, you're right.
So like, I'm thinking more practical, like if they flattened it, right? You're flattening a Tootsie Roll. Mm-hmm. What if you used it just for blisters on your feet?
Like a makeshift Band-Aid?
Totally, like padding in your shoes so that you weren't...
Working. Now, let's think of one more thing. The wrapper is made of wax. Maybe they could melt the wax and use it somehow, too.
Well, it's not totally made of wax. It's just paper that's covered in wax. Maybe. I don't think they'd be able to melt the whole thing.
Maybe they use it to start a fire.
Seriously, maybe.
Let's get the question one more time.
During the Korean War, one Marine division was under heavy fire when they radioed in asking for Tootsie Rolls, which was code for ammunition. But a miscommunication brought them candy instead. Thinking quickly, they used the chocolates in a practical fashion, which allowed them to continue fighting. Besides eating them, what did the soldiers use the Tootsie Rolls for?
What about leaving a trail of Tootsie Rolls and the enemy goes into a booby trap?
I just see a cartoon. Oh, another one. there's another one.
Oh, how to get in this cage?
Or what if they just gave them to the enemies and said, hey, guys.
You know, wait, though. It's not a bad idea. What if they were in a city and they needed to use the people's homes, and so they gave the candy to the family?
The kids in the neighborhood or just the people that
people
were there?
People want Tootsie Rolls, though? No.
They
don't probably want to come inside and be like, come back with something better.
I mean, it's always awesome to bring, like, candy, American candy especially.
Yeah,
like
they wouldn't have had it.
When you travel abroad, like, I sometimes carry candy with me, depending on where I am, to, like, give to kids or whatever.
What's creepy?
That's really creepy.
No, it's not. It's a cool thing to do. I promise.
Okay.
Bribe foreign children.
Yeah.
What a horrible example of a North American candy. It's like, here. Yeah.
What about for a more functional purpose? Like, what if they stuck the Tootsie Rolls behind their ear so they could keep the helmet on?
Like their helmets didn't fit them correctly?
Yeah, like the helmets are kind of loose.
No, I mean, off of movies, all I can say is they're always flying, helmets are always flying.
I know. And so,
they're
running. Stick them on there.
I'm tied between blisters and giving them to families in Korea so that they could use their homes.
Very specific.
Is it too specific?
I don't know. Maybe it isn't.
I'm going to go with blisters.
Good answer.
When encountering enemy fire in the Korean mountains, the 1st Marine Division of the American Army was running low on bullets, but they had a large supply of Tootsie Rolls due to a code word miscommunication. With their tanks badly damaged, they realized if you warmed up the Tootsie Rolls in your mouth, they became pliable, but once they hit the cold air, they would freeze. Because of this, they would be able to cover up bullet holes in their vehicles and continue fighting.
You're right, Jose.
Wow. Dang it.
Well, we didn't get it right, and somebody wanted to hear the Ghostbusters theme by Ray Parker Jr.
If there's something strange in your neighborhood,
oh,
who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters!
Jose. If there's something weird and it don't look good, who are you going to call?
The plumber!
I'm afraid no ghost.
Okay.
That's your shock collar question of the day.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Laser Stories is coming up in just a few minutes, but first, Jose already knows this, but the Cheesecake Factory has nearly 3 dozen different cheesecakes on their menu.
I love that place.
The Adams peanut butter is the best one, FYI. Yeah. It's so good.
I mean, 3 dozen seems kind of excessive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But excessive was one of the founding pillars of the Cheesecake Factory.
Well, yeah, I mean, just going through the menu, you have to have like good forearm strength to get through it.
You do. Seriously. And a guy named Vince Mancini is a huge fan.
Okay.
Oh. I know deep down you're probably picturing Vince as like being 350 pounds, but he's not. He's just a regular, average, 180 pound guy.
Well, okay. I wasn't stereotyping him, but I guess you were. Jeff.
Well, that's where I went immediately.
Jeff wants him to be big.
Yeah.
Anyway, he went to one of their locations recently and ordered a slice of all 35 cheesecakes.
Oh, wow.
Because he's always been curious about which one is the best.
But now, wouldn't you just go 35 different times?
Well, he wanted to do it all in one sitting, so he could compare side by side.
I agree.
After trying them all, Vince said none were bad,
but
his least favorite was the Godiva chocolate cheesecake.
Oh, interesting.
You wouldn't think so. Bold, like a simple...
bold take.
Yeah.
And well, here are his top five.
Oh my God, please be happy.
Yes. Number five for him was the fresh strawberry cheesecake.
Of course, that's their like stereotypical classic.
Right.
Four
pictures well.
Was the tiramisu.
Oh, yes.
Ooh, tiramisu cheesecake?
Number three, the key lime cheesecake.
Oh, yeah. I love that one.
I like that, but yeah.
So second place was the lemon meringue.
Yeah.
Come on, Alex.
And the number one best tasting cheesecake at the Cheesecake Factory,
okay,
according to Vince Mancini, was the dulce de leche caramel cheesecake.
Oh, that does sound so good.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, I think I'd like to do something similar on this show.
Okay.
You can bring cheesecakes in for us?
Right after we're done today, we're sending Jose to all the different PetSmarts in the area so he can taste test their cat litter to see which one tastes the freshest.
I bet you're going to like lavender.
You guys, this one has bursting crystals.
Yeah.
My breath smells great.
Yeah, it's like Pop Rocks.
Stay tuned for that review from Jose. We got laser stories, though, coming up next. It's the radio segment whose goal was to kiss every single star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Wow.
Ew.
He's up to 38, and his lips and tongue are both black now.
But
it's good, just 2,412 more to go.
Oh, God. I thought you meant the actual celebrity, not the sidewalk.
It's laser stories. It's a segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser, and those other pimple lickers just don't. This first laser story is out of Rhode Island. A man named Charles Kendrick was up at 2 a.m. the other day playing Grand Theft Auto.
Oh.
I'm so old, I was like, ugh, why would anybody be up at 2 a.m.? Jeez.
On purpose?
What are you thinking?
Oh, and I should mention, he was naked at the time.
I feel like that is a good way to do it. I don't know why.
Is there any other ways to play Grand Theft Auto?
I mean, how do you use your joystick if you don't?
At one point during the game, he heard a grinding sound and realized it wasn't coming from the TV.
Huh.
It was coming from outside, like something was being cut.
What? I have a feeling some bad stuff is about to go down.
At 2 a.m.?
And so he went out to investigate, and that's when he saw someone under his car stealing his catalytic converter.
That is, but it sounds important.
Dude, oh my God,
they're getting stolen everywhere.
Oh, no.
My neighbor had to tackle some guy down the street.
What?
Yes.
Yeah, they're getting, it's a big, big deal right now.
So Charles ran from his house completely nude to confront the thief. And yes, they fought.
He was in full Grand Theft Auto mode.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, most guys, we take our shirts off and we're about to fight. This guy just took everything off.
Yeah. The guy eventually got away with the catalytic converter. But Charles got the dude's phone.
Ooh, nice.
And has since given it to police. As far as we know, the thief has not been caught yet.
Oh, I hope he took a couple selfies on his phone before he handed it over to police.
Afterwards, Charles was interviewed by local media and said, I don't think he was expecting to be bum-rushed by a naked man, but that's what you get when you come to my house.
Why do I still see him with his pants off during the interview in my mind?
Yeah.
That's right. You come to my place, naked dude's just going to touch all up on you.
Dude, your car thing got stolen. It's not there.
Yeah, I know.
Look whose house I'm robbing next.
His next laser story is out of Vero Beach, Florida. A 43-year-old guy named Matthew Huber got himself in some hot water recently. He was arrested for trying to break into someone's truck outside of Walmart.
Mm. Not cool, bro.
He told cops he was looking for stuff to steal because he needed money to see his girlfriend again.
Aww. It's kind of a sweet reason.
Do you think she thinks that too? Like, oh, babe, you committed those crimes for me?
Maybe.
At first, the officers felt bad for him and asked him more about his situation. And that's when Matthew broke down and told the police that his girlfriend was imaginary.
Okay.
That makes sense.
The girlfriend's name is Emma, And Matthew says he only sees her when he's on meth.
Double rainbow. Oh, my God.
I was wondering why he needed money for an imaginary girlfriend. But now I'm putting it all
this
together.
Makes sense.
So he was looking for stuff to steal. That way he could sell it and use the money to buy more drugs.
Ain't nobody got time for
to
that.
See Emma.
So she would magically appear.
He's like, I haven't seen her in like 15 minutes, man. I really need to see her, okay?
You guys say romance is dead. Mm.
He's now facing a felony charge for burglary. Aww. Plus another charge for carrying a concealed weapon while committing a crime because he did have a knife on him.
Just hope Emma doesn't dump him.
I don't know. Not either.
Afterwards, the store manager said he felt bad for the guy because he doesn't think the budding love story is going to work out.
No.
Aw, man.
Mostly because one of the people involved doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Small detail.
This next laser story is out of the United Kingdom.
You're already laughing?
No, I was just thinking about him having like a marriage ceremony all high on meth. With his girlfriend. Anyway.
Blink twice if you say I do.
Sorry. Yeah, this next laser story is out of the United Kingdom. Don't know if you've heard, but churches aren't exactly the hot place to be for anyone under age 60.
No.
Yeah. Weird.
I haven't heard. Yeah, there it is.
So the elders have been trying some creative things to entice the younger demo.
Okay.
And one religious establishment thinks they found the answer.
Ooh, let me hear it.
What is it? Oh, I have spiked hair and a super V-neck. Yeah. Come to my church, kids.
No way. I play guitar and ride a skateboard.
We're super cool here.
Yeah, it's none of those things.
Okay.
It's a Victorian church called St. Michael's, and their solution is to change the name.
Oh.
So going forward, St. Michael's will now be called St. Mike's. Come on to St. Mike's.
What? Do we still have to do the same stuff inside?
I don't know, but I really want Magic Mike to be the pastor.
Yes.
It's funny because this is cool. I used to go to a place called St. Vincent's, and we'd call it St. Vinny's.
And
we thought all the kids were like,
you know, go to Vinny's.
Yeah, we're going to Vinny's. It's not even, you know.
Explaining the reasons behind the rebranding, Reverend Sarah Yetman said she wanted the 148-year-old church to be, quote, more attractive to the younger generation and be more hip.
Ooh, yeah.
Then it St. TikToks.
Yeah.
Well, what they should have done is just taken out all the vowels, right, into the name. Like it's St. Okay, never mind. Bad idea.
However, his decision has not gone well with the old folks. One member of the congregation said, "It's ridiculous to think that teens would be more interested in going to church if they rename them St. Mike's. What's next, St. Dave's? St. Pete's? St. Chad's?"
Okay. Oh,
St. Chad.
But
I'd probably go to that one.
Alexis would totally go.
St. Mike's is going to stick with the plan. And they've also opened a coffee and avocado toast bar in the back as part of its refurbishment.
Oh my gosh, do they have a cute wall I could take a photo with?
I know.
You're
right.
This next laser story is out of the world of work. According to a new study out of Indiana University, having a stressful job can actually be good for your health.
Hey, okay.
Who says so?
The researchers found people who are in stressful careers can find it energizing, which keeps them going, and they're 34% more likely to outlive people in less stressful jobs.
Yeah, tell that to my lawyer friend and all her ulcers.
Oh, wow. That got dark.
Just saying.
There is a catch, though. A stressful job is only good if you own your own company, or you're an executive or a manager, where you're basically in charge of your own workflow.
Okay.
But you're still super busy, but you're probably making the most money.
So if you have an a-hole owner, then it doesn't work out.
If you have a stressful job where you don't get to make lots of big, exciting, risky decisions, then you're the most likely to die early.
See, there, checked out. Okay.
Okay.
I did need to hear all of that.
You know, that study reminds me of my favorite work quote. "Sorry, boss. You can either expect me to work well with others or pass the drug test, but you can't have both." It's the sound of someone at work who's enjoying some drugs. And it means Laser Stories has come to an end for a day. We'll do it again same time on Wednesday.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
If you ever listen to interviews with celebrities or ultra wealthy people, a lot of them attribute their success to something called manifesting.
Where
you visualize something great happening for yourself first, and then eventually it'll just become true.
Yeah, it's awesome.
We're going to manifest something right now?
I've actually been manifesting my whole life.
Wait, you said it weird.
Like, no, you and me both.
With my beard, for example.
Uh-huh.
For years, my face was completely hairless.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But then when I was 9 years old,
nine.
Oh, wow.
I closed my eyes.
Uh-huh.
I thought really hard about beards.
Okay.
And then... Something sprouted up.
Just like that?
It was amazing.
Was it a beard that sprouted?
I'm just saying manifesting can help. Not just with your career and your body hair,
okay,
but also with your love life.
Oh,
you have to visualize the romance first.
Okay.
Are we going to play the same sound effect right there?
No.
Okay.
But we are going to hear from some people who I think didn't manifest enough.
Oh.
Because instead of getting themselves a date, they just ended up with the loser line.
Oh, no.
Maybe we'll understand why when you hear their voicemails coming up. Oops!
Wow.
Oh, premature manifestation.
Yep.
Just gotta wait.
That's why you get the loser line,
that's
Jeff.
That's right.
No.
We're gonna do it at 7:10.
Hey, girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's the loser line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you're not familiar with the loser line, it works like this. Let's say a guy approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line on you.
Hey. Yeah. I see you. I want to call you Babe Lincoln. Because I'm about to give you the Gettysburg Undress.
Oh.
Historical speeches get me so hot.
Why did I like it?
Whatever you do, don't tell him to go French himself.
Yeah.
Instead, grab his phone with his mom's family plan on it and put in our phone number. And then tell him if he calls it, he can fourscore with you.
Oh my goodness.
He's giving me the Lincoln runaround.
Yeah.
And hopefully he leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, how you doing? This is Max. I appreciate you for giving me your number the other day. I'm just trying to contact you so we can go ahead and get these shoot dates for the calendar started. I appreciate you for being open to doing this. I know it's kind of weird asking someone to take pictures with rodents. You know, it's not an everyday thing to get asked, but I appreciate you doing it. The rodents we have, just to run them by you again, we got a raccoon, we have a couple of ferrets. And the possum is TBD because I have to wait on those rabies tests to come back. But once they come back, then we can get those in the chute as well. I'm pretty sure they don't bite, so we don't have no problems with that. But anyway, if you can get back to me with your availability, I appreciate it. So we can go ahead and get some fur between your fingers, get these pictures going. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
Next message.
I don't know what job that guy has, but I want it.
Dude,
I'll
take some pictures with some ferrets.
Yeah.
There's some Google pictures of them. They're really cute.
No,
actually.
I know what they look like.
I don't know if I support you on
okay.
that. But I will tell you, that guy did not sound creepy.
He did.
He sounded like
right.
a true professional.
Yeah.
A lot of times with a bunch of weirdos leaving messages. This guy really seemed like he knew what he was doing.
He
absolutely. Bring in your chinchilla. I'll have a stylist there ready to go.
Next message.
Hey, what's up? I just wanted to give you a call. I just want to let you know that it was really nice meeting you. You're super hot. There was something I really liked about you, which, this might be come off as a weird compliment, but your elbows are the most nicely moisturized things I've ever seen in my life. I've met a lot of girls. People do not normally take care of them, and yours are great. They're not cracked. They're not dry at all. And I just really, really appreciate a lady who knows how to take care of all of her points and cracks.
Next message.
Points and cracks.
And we're back to the creeps again.
Yeah. Your peaks and your crevices. You got them covered.
No.
Oh my God.
Some guys like to send like the emojis with like peaches and things like that.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
guy sees like the elbow flex emoji and he's like, oh my God.
Next message.
Hey, Gia. I don't know if you remember me, but like I met you the other day at the bar. And you seem like totally chill, and I could really use a flavor. I'm sorry, I mean a favor. I got like a friend who's just like all the time says flavor instead of favor, and sometimes just like gets stuck in your head. But anyway, I'm gonna be headed south of the border for some business, but it'd be totally cool if you're available to take care of my plants. I just know my plants get lonely. And have you ever heard that, like, I forget who made it, but they made a whole album for, like, music for plants. And, like, that, they love that album. So, like, if you come water them and just, like, put on their favorite side of that record and just, like, let it run, dude, that would be Okay. Like, you get it, right?
Next message.
Oh, okay. What kind of plants are there?
I wonder.
Yeah. I mean, anytime you say, I got to travel south of the border for some business,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Typically you'd go, I got a flight.
Yeah.
Guess I'm out of the country work.
Yeah. Not going to lie, I'd still go, though, and then steal the plants. You know?
You'd make a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember, you can get the special loser line number if you text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592. Give it out to somebody who's been creeping you out a little bit so he can call us and leave us a voicemail. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, hi. My name is Rick. Let me just start by saying I'm not a creep. I'm not a stalker. I'm really just looking to kind of meet up with somebody and, you know, kind of have a good time. And so I thought I'd give it a shot here. So, I'm divorced. I do have a job. I am gainfully employed. I am a welder. Gosh, I haven't done this for a long time. I'm not sure what to say, but I'd like to maybe go out. I'm a good cook. I guess the best thing I can make is a mushroom omelet. If you like breakfast. I'm not looking for anything real serious. And if we happen to get together, you don't have to worry. You don't have to worry about anything as far as giving my son another stepbrother. I got fixed about 4 or 5 years ago.
Next message.
Oh, geez. I got fixed.
You know, I Yikes. Almost was gonna go on a pity date with him, yeah. And then I realized I'm probably his son's age.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. He said, I'm not a stalker, I'm just, and I thought for sure he was going to say looking through your windows.
Oh, man.
It's a good message for any guys out there. Whenever you're leaving a message, don't start with all the things you're not.
Yeah.
I promise I'm not a stalker. I'm not a child predator. I'm not a terrorist. I'm not a sock sniffer. I know you thought that about me, but I'm none of those things.
Yeah, it feels really like you bad. Are.
Yeah.
You
the more you
know,
say
like
it.
You deny it too much.
Yeah.
Remember, you can listen to Loser Line regularly at this time every week. Got your phone tab coming up.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
You know, this morning, I want to give it up to our own Brooke Fox.
To me. Hey, I love that.
Because out of all the hosts who do our prank phone calls, she receives the award for most condescending tap character.
Yeah.
Well done, bro.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Very, very impressive
yeah.
stuff.
Really good at that.
And it's even better when she combines that special skill with a made-up customer service job, like in today's call, where she speaks with a woman who bought a candle off the internet, and it's been 2 weeks.
Oh,
that candle
weeks.
Is nowhere to be seen.
Yeah, just infuriating.
Now, this woman, yes, infuriating.
Yeah. I'm infurious.
She needs to get that candle before the weekend for her friend's upcoming birthday.
Uh-oh.
But leave it to condescending Brooke to step in and save the day.
That's right.
Sorry, I mean ruin the day.
Yeah, that's also right.
It's your brand new phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Hi, my name is Angela from Wonderful Wishes and Gifts. Is this Hannah?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Hannah. So we received your email about an order you placed with us that hasn't arrived. Is that what I understand?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to work through that with you. I just need to confirm this is a custom candle in brown sugar and fig scent, it says.
Yes. And when I bought it online, it said 3 to 5 days shipping. And so I have not gotten any other update because it's been like, I think a little over 2 weeks now.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if it's gotten lost because it's for a birthday present for this weekend.
Okay, that's a lot. That's a lot of story there. And I just want to say, let me just apologize. Okay, we're very sorry that this happened.
Okay, well, can you just tell me where it is?
Oh,
I didn't like receive a tracking number or anything.
Yeah, you are a talker. Okay, so I'm looking at your order right now.
Okay.
I'm not seeing any coordinates for the landing area. Did you put those in?
What are coordinates for the landing area? What is that?
Oh, for the landing area. We need your longitude and latitude.
I put my mailing address in the system. That's what.
So this happens sometimes if you're not familiar with our new green shipping delivery system.
I don't understand what that means at all.
We've gone 100% pigeon for Mother Earth.
What is 100% pigeon?
It's very exciting to cut down on emissions. All our products are delivered via carrier pigeon.
So you're saying my candle's being flown to me by a pigeon?
Yeah, or maybe pigeons. It could be one or two. We're not sure. I mean, if they got one of the meteor birds, then maybe it's a solo job. But again, I just need to know your specific coordinates.
I gave you my address. I don't know the coordinates of my house.
Yeah.
You have a manager or a supervisor that can help me with this. This is like out of control.
Well, I'm sorry to tell you, but they're just going to ask for the same thing. And you know, those normal companies, they hate the earth.
I don't care if they hate the earth. At least they give you your stuff on time and they give you a tracking number for where it is.
Okay, well, that's a little selfish, but let me help you because you sound upset.
Yeah, please. I would like something that makes sense. I'm calling to find out where the candle is.
We've established that. We've established that. So I'm looking right now in our GPS locator. I'm trying to find out. Let me switch screens here. Oh, do you live near a Mexican park? Like in Mexico?
No, I don't live near a park in Mexico. My address. You have my address.
Remember, we don't do addresses, we just do coordinates, and I think it's fine. It's just your courier may have stopped off for a snack.
This is crazy.
But, I mean, we are close, right?
You're nowhere near my house. You're in Mexico. I'm not in Mexico.
Hold on. I got another idea. We could send out a replacement pigeon to go out.
I want my candle delivered by a human being in a UPS truck.
I tell you,
that is what I want, and I want to know where it is and when I'm going to receive it.
Yeah, I understand the convenience in traditional delivery, but we're here to save the environment.
Oh, God, just save it already, lady. I don't care, okay? Just cancel my order. I'm going to get in my car and drive to Target, and I'll have to get a freaking candle from Target.
Oh, wow.
Thanks for nothing.
In your gas-powered vehicle, is that what you're going to do?
I have a hybrid, so it's fine.
Oh, okay, hybrid lady. Okay, well, when you're in the car, just make sure that you turn on Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, okay, so that you can maybe hear yourself get pranked on the radio.
What?
Yeah. This is actually Brooke from Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. We're doing a phone tap on you.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah, your husband Ray set you up.
Oh,
dude, he said he'd been stressing out over some candle you ordered for a birthday present and it hasn't arrived yet.
I don't know where the candle is. You know where my candle is?
Yeah, like I said, it's in a Mexican park, I believe.
I really am just going to have to go to Target.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Imagine meeting someone that you're attracted to in real life.
Whoa.
Like you can see them in person?
I know it's a rare thing now, but it actually happened for one of our listeners. He was out and was not planning on this, but ended up having a genuine connection with a woman that he saw.
Aww. See, it still does happen.
This is like a myth. Cool.
Yeah.
This is like the new age myth.
But there was a third person involved.
Okay.
And that person was his mommy.
Okay. So maybe online's better?
Yeah, maybe I digress a little at this point.
The question is, did mom help his romantic chances?
Probably
or did
not.
She hurt them?
I'm going to go with the latter.
Yeah.
Especially if he's calling into our show.
Well, I don't know how many times I've heard my friends be like, oh, dude, my mom hooked me.
Yeah. All I can really say, it was definitely one of the cringiest phone calls that we've had.
Uh-oh.
And I guarantee you're going to be laughing along with us when we do a brand new second date update. It's coming up next.
Second date update.
It's kind of sweet to think about. But your mom is with you through some of the biggest moments of your life.
Yeah.
Like when you took your very first steps.
Yeah.
Or when you scored your first goal in soccer.
Aww.
In my case, when I scored with Paula Radziechowski in 10th grade.
Hey, attaboy.
Got to second base and mom was right there holding my hand the whole way.
Now, this is how you undo the bra.
Second base?
I know you're wondering which hand, and don't be gross, okay?
Yeah, Brooke,
it was
on.
The other hand.
I don't know that makes it better.
No, that makes it worse in my head.
Oh, God.
It's a memory that I'll never forget. And
not going to forget it either now.
Yeah, you shouldn't. I'm glad to be able to share it with all of you.
Not in a good way.
But one of our listeners, Lucas, says he may have met the one.
What?
And his mom was there to see it.
Oh, no. Not in the same same way, though, right?
Lucas, you get to third?
No.
I don't know about that.
Hey, you can hang up right now if you want. We will not blame you,
bro. Okay. I'm glad to hear somebody else is close with their mom, but tell us.
He's like, no, it was my dad, actually.
Oh, I got you.
Okay, you guys, get on to who this one is. I want to know why this sounds important.
Tell us about the woman that you met. What's her name?
Tracy. Oh, my God, a knockout. Knockout.
Okay. Where did you meet Tracy?
I met her. This is kind of awkward, but we met at a winery. But I was.
Why is that so weird?
It was my mom's birthday, and she loves wine, and she loves when I take her out for her birthday.
That's cute.
That is okay. That's a good mom date.
So that's what you mean by your mom was there for it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, she was totally there for it.
And Tracy's like your age, not your mom's like friend that came along for the birthday celebration, right?
She was the hostess.
Okay. She worked there.
She was so friendly. I took it. Maybe was this flirting? Maybe was this sort of like feeling it out, you know? And she hosted us to our table. And halfway through the meal, she comes over and she asks how everything was going. And I said, if you're wondering, we're not dating. This is my mom.
Okay. That's pretty funny.
Good joke, dude.
I don't think it landed because it was like her face turned red. It was awkward. My mom looked at me and almost spit out her wine.
Oh, no.
Even mom didn't think you were funny. That's never a good sign.
You should have just kissed her passionately and been like, don't worry, that's my mom. Right. Yeah. That would have killed.
I mean, in your defense, man, it's hard to come off looking suave and smooth while your mom is sitting right next to you.
Dude. 100%.
No one is smooth in front of their mommy.
Okay.
And it's also hard to know like when staff likes you or if they're just trying to get a good tip.
That's the thing. I'm like, wait.
I think you're right. And I mean, she laughed afterwards. And then I think I just realized she was just being a professional hostess, and maybe if she was laughing at the table, maybe that was coming across as too forward, but like I was totally trying to impress her. I was talking about wines with her, and that's where the sort of I found that opening. I think that was a connection.
Bro, it's just effort. You're trying, even if you're not funny,
right?
You're trying to make her laugh.
You're playful.
You're giving out positive vibes. I think that's what's most important to people.
Plus it's a good look, like that you're taking your mom out for her birthday.
Oh, I didn't think
you know,
that.
Like
yeah,
that's a good look.
True. And you genuinely were, you know, you weren't doing this to be seen with your mom.
Totally.
So how were you able to like establish a connection with Tracy?
Okay, so later on in the dinner, we're winding up and I go over to Tracy and I ask her, could you put the candles on the birthday cake first? I gave her the candles that I brought. And she said, you are so sweet. And that's when I knew that was my opening.
That is
cute.
So I said, love to hang out. She agreed. She gave me her number. And then her boss all of a sudden needed her to go away, and I said goodbye, and we will communicate later.
I hope you didn't say that, bro, because girls are... I'll hit you up.
Yeah.
We will communicate.
We will establish correspondence.
Yes. My people will
call your people.
I will send a messenger dog.
Sorry,
okay, guys.
No, that's my science background, so...
No worries, man. We're just joking around with
just
you.
Messenger.
So you were able to get her number?
So, yeah, we texted for, like, a couple days. And we set a date for an actual meetup.
All good.
And
things.
Like at the last minute, the day before, she said, I'm sorry, I have to cancel. And I was like, oh, okay. And then a couple days later, nothing. And have no idea why I'm getting ghosted, but I am. And I'd love for you guys to maybe help and figure this out.
That is how it is now.
Jose and I were just talking about this because he was talking about how he always gets canceled on.
I think like the last 3 days
and
I've had.
It just seems like it's part of like dating right
now. Yeah, I think it is part of the culture. Maybe like taking
but
less
it
personally.
Sucks.
I mean, for me, I'm sure it is my fault, but for you, I'm sure it's just dating in general, bro.
Is there anything that you could think of from the date that you would think might be a red flag to her?
I don't think so because she wouldn't have given me her number and I couldn't imagine there's anything I did or said or came across as being rude or anything like that.
Yeah.
So no.
That's true.
I mean, like I said, she's a knockout. She's beautiful. So maybe she has a bunch of guys in her dating queue. And, you know, why would she spend time with me? I don't know.
Aww, buddy.
She definitely does have a bunch of dudes, bro. Yeah. That is how the internet works.
But that doesn't mean that you don't deserve a shot. At her, you know, like,
talk to the hot girls,
you sound
Brooke.
Awesome.
You could be the best of the bunch of dudes.
Yeah, totally.
So we'll play a song. We'll come back. And we're going to establish correspondence with Tracy.
We will communicate
with her. and figure out why she's not calling you back, why she canceled on you at the last second. That's not cool. We'll do it right after this when we do your second date update. Hold on. They say one of the keys to impressing a woman is to do something excellent in her presence. And I feel like just listening to Lucas's story today, you know, he may not sound like the most suave guy in the world, but the fact that he walked up to the hostess that day and said, "Hey, baby girl.
Oh, God.
I brought some special candles for my mama's birthday. Oh, can you grab these from me and put them on top of her moist birthday cake?"
I think he
had her at moist.
I don't know. I mean, if it was maybe somebody else's cake,
no,
it's your mom.
Don't listen to her, Lucas. That was a pro move.
No, you don't use mom and moist in the same
sentence. Yeah, you do. You're no amateur, Lucas. You are a suave man.
I am. Yes, I am. Yeah.
That's right. That's the confidence I'm talking about. Anyway, him and Tracy never really ended up having a date.
Right.
But he did get her phone number, and they did set up a time when they're supposed to meet. She canceled, though, right before it was supposed to happen. So we're going to try and help him figure out why. You ready, Lucas? You're going to turn the charm up to 11 for us?
Charm up to 11, but I can't say that I'm not nervous.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, when Jeffrey when we started this, he said that you emailed in and called her possibly the one, right?
I did say that, but don't tell her that I said that.
No, I won't. I'm just saying.
We don't have to tell her, Lucas, because I feel like she knows.
No, we won't tell her, but I understand where your nerves are coming from.
Yeah, you got a lot riding on this.
Totally.
Man.
You're super likable. You seem awesome. I think we can do this.
Thank you.
Are you ready, man? We're going to call Tracy here.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hey, is this Tracy?
Yes.
Hey, Tracy, my name's Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. How you doing?
I'm okay. You're from a radio show?
Mm-hmm. A morning radio show.
Hey, Tracy.
Hi.
Hey, and we do a segment on our show called A Second Date Update. That's where we help our listeners reconnect with people after they've gone out on a date. Now, you didn't go out with this guy on an official date yet, but you were supposed to. His name's Lucas.
He reached out to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was really excited about you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is really embarrassing.
It is?
No, good or bad.
Don't be embarrassed.
But for who? For you or for him?
I don't think I should talk about this.
Oh no.
You can't even tell that. Oh.
Are you in a relationship and he didn't know or something?
No. I just, I don't know what to say. I just, like, I don't want to embarrass him.
Oh, he told us about the terrible jokes he made.
Yeah, he knows he wasn't the funniest.
He said you laughed, though.
I did.
Okay. And not only that, he said that you gave him your phone number and you guys actually set up a time to meet. But you canceled at the last second.
Well, it's been a lot since we met that day.
It's been a lot?
What's been a lot?
Like, he seems like a really sweet and sincere and nice guy. I'm sure he is.
Why are you convincing yourself?
Yeah.
Did he come off like too much of a player?
No.
Because I kind of got that vibe.
Yeah, man.
Sometimes near his mom.
You know.
She's even laughing.
It's funny you mention his mom. So in the days afterwards, like, I started to get some text messages from her.
What?
No.
From Lucas's mom?
No, you didn't.
What?
Yes.
How?
Huh?
I don't know how she could have gotten my number. Maybe they live together.
Why would he give it to her?
And what is she texting you about?
Yeah. What was she saying to you?
She, like, texted me if she could call me, and I felt awkward, so I ended up answering, and we ended up talking.
Oh. What? You answered?
What about?
Yeah. She had some type of agenda, and it felt like she was really uncomfortable to tell me at first.
Okay.
And so we went back and forth, and finally I was like, you know, you can be straight up. And she said, look, if I'm going to be frank, your boobs are too big.
What?
I did not see that comment.
Wait, his mom called to body shame you? Like, what the hell?
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. And at first I was like, she has to be kidding. And she's like, well, I'm serious. And and she says, well, Lucas doesn't have much experience with that, and he's used to dating much smaller-chested women.
Like
herself.
Like he can't handle
like
her.
Herself?
She did not bring herself
she
into that.
She did not no. say that.
Yes, she did.
No!
She's so just like, your boobs are going to overwhelm him.
Going to overwhelm him!
You should have seen him when he was a baby. He didn't know, like, we had a real hard time latching.
I'm imagining him, like, sneaking out of the room and calling his mom, like, Mom, I'm really overwhelmed right now. What do I do here?
I mean... I don't think there's any way that Lucas could have possibly known that this was going to happen.
I hope not.
I mean, that's the one benefit.
Yeah, but
I guess maybe he did know. Yeah.
Because we should probably ask him, and that's why I need to tell you, Tracy, Lucas is on the other line right now.
Oh, my God.
He needed to hear this. He really needed to hear this.
Lucas, you there?
Yeah, I heard everything. And my mother's in the other room, and I'm about to explode.
Wait, why is she in the other room?
What? It doesn't matter why she's in the other room, and I want to go talk to her right now. This is so embarrassing.
I'm so mortified. No.
Now's not the time.
Hold on. Lucas, did you know that your mom was texting Tracy?
No, I had no f***ing idea. Sorry.
Okay. So your mom hears you.
I mean. Is the boob thing a surprise for you, Lucas, or is this a discussion you've had with your mom before?
Yes, good question.
Complete surprise, and it probably comes from that magazine she found when I was 17.
Oh! No, you did not need to say that. Really, that does not help.
What? I forgot what a magazine even was. That's hilarious.
What?
I mean, Lucas, I really think you need to talk to Tracy here because she sounds pretty freaked out.
Yeah, and apologize.
I am going to apologize. Mom, can you focus on Tracy for a second? Okay.
Rip yourself away from your mom for 2 minutes.
Sorry, everybody. I'm nervous.
Okay.
Tracy, I want you to listen to me. You made me laugh, and you're the most beautiful woman I've ever met in my life.
Aww.
And when I walked in and I saw you gazed at me, and you... Is this... Yeah. It's too much charm.
Okay, can we check on him? Can we turn the charm to like a two even?
Like,
I think he just took his inhaler out.
He's trying, guys.
He is. You're sweet, Lucas.
Yeah, I feel like you're trying, but maybe it's just a different experience. Maybe we're in different areas of our lives. You sound like, you know, you're really close with your mom in more ways than one.
I don't think that's funny, but sure.
I'm sorry. I have to laugh.
I mean, Tracy, you can hear he feels terrible. He had nothing to do with it.
And we don't even know if that's true. That's just what his mom said. Lucas, what do you think? Could you handle a bigger pair?
Yeah, man. You got this, bro.
Yeah, your mom doesn't believe in you, but I sure do.
Yeah, bro, I do too. You can handle that.
That's a pep talk you needed, Lucas.
Tell her, Lucas. Tell Tracy that you could handle her.
Tracy,
yeah.
I can tell you this with 100% certainty. That your boobs will never overwhelm me.
I'll look them right in the eye.
Man, I could just see that in the wedding vows.
Yeah, Tracy, that was really beautiful.
It was. And I think this is a good time to ask Tracy. We would love to send you and Lucas out on another date. Mom will not be there. A real one-on-one date,
yes.
And we will pay for it.
Yeah.
Just don't bring a lot of cleavage.
We're like a turtleneck.
What do you say, Tracy?
I mean, I thought talking to his mom was the weirdest thing. And this has really been strange.
Oh, we have. No.
I don't know. Maybe we can keep texting for a little bit, see where it goes.
That's something. Yeah.
That's the door is still cracked open.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Lucas?
Tracy, I would love to receive a text from you, and then I will send a text back.
Oh.
And then like, we can start all over and stuff.
And that's sweet.
If you want to send me a picture, that's totally fine.
Oh.
I'll send you a picture.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's not put it.
Maybe a good idea. Prep him a little.
Terrible timing.
Okay, that was bad.
Maybe we can share a bottle of Pinot Noir.
Yeah.
Hey!
Hey! That's a charmer.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
A lightly used piece of furniture.
Ooh.
Perfect Paul's pieces of pie sold out of the back of his Volkswagen.
What? Not his facade?
An oversized gold necklace of a giant peace sign.
Okay. Peace.
And not to be outdone, 14 muscular and willing side pieces within a 5-mile radius.
I don't know, but I'm paying attention now.
All of these things are available right now on Craigslist. Well, except for the side pieces, because somebody did already claim those. Should have been faster, everybody. But
sorry.
You never know what other hidden gems you might find when we do a new Craigslist Misconnections.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
That's coming up at 8:10.
Hey, cutie.
We made eye contact.
Misconnections.
That was me staring.
There's only two places to find true love in this world. Mm. One is at your dentist's office on free anesthesia night.
Oh. That sounds fun.
At night?
Yeah.
Dennis at night?
That's right. This round is on me, girl. The other's on the pages of Craigslist.org. We scour that website every week to find the best that Miss Connections has to offer. Like this first one, titled, Hot and Bothered in the Crochet Section. Woman for Woman, 46, Arts and Crafts Store.
Let's go.
Get it, ladies.
You were the lovely brunette employee with the cute droopy ears.
Aww.
I was the woman in the crochet section with the floral vest and a trucker hat that said, Hakuna some vodka.
Ah.
What kind of lady?
It does sound like she's talking to a puppy, though.
Yeah, I know.
Floppy
right?
ears.
Floppy
droopy
ears. I've never heard droopy. I've never heard that.
When we met, you sauntered over and asked what supplies I was looking for. I told you I was knitting a tiny matching vest for my pet turtle, Napoleon.
Vest lady gets better and better.
You smiled and asked to see a photo, and for the next hour, we went through every single pic on my phone.
Wow.
I'm that weirdo. People will be like, I have a kid. I'm like, oh my God, show me pictures of your children.
It's true.
I really
am. I will vouch for that.
I have a puppy. Show me all the pics.
You made a shocked sound when you saw Napoleon parachuting with me out of a plane.
Whoa, what?
Don't worry. His shell is harder than you think.
Oh, that's a good joke, too. I like her.
At the end of my impromptu slideshow, you offered to ring me up so I could skedaddle back to my truck.
Uh-huh.
And I was about to give you my number, but you got called away to a glitter spill on aisle 4.
Oh, that's going to take a while to clean up.
Yes. God, I never thought of what you bring home when you work at a craft store.
That's true.
You know?
I hope you see this because I'm not in your area anymore. Napoleon wanted to see the Grand Canyon.
Oh my God.
I want to take a funny pic of him holding on to the edge.
What?
No, wait a minute.
No, come on, Napoleon.
He doesn't have a claws. He's going
to
fall.
He's got that hard shell, though. He'll be fine.
Just bounces all the way to the bottom.
That's signed.
Hold on, Napoleon.
Allegra.
Aww. That turtle's living its best life.
It really is.
Yeah.
This next misconnection is titled, Want to Be My Passionate Pen Pal?
Oh.
Woman for Man, 25, State Prison.
Oh, that's why we're still doing pen pals.
Who's 25 and right?
There it is.
She says, I was waiting to talk to my baby daddy in the visitation room, but he must have gotten into another fight or something.
It's all casual.
And that's when you caught my eye through the double barrier glass.
Oh.
You had that ice cold stare working. And a Popeye tattoo that appeared to be punching your own cheek.
Okay, well.
That's cool. I feel like that.
I feel like she may be talking to the right guy right now.
Yeah.
You know?
I was the dark-haired cutie who was wearing my red skin-tight prison dress.
Oh.
You may have seen the tattoo on my hand that said, no regrets with 2 T's.
Ah.
It's not a misspelling.
It's just.
Those are my daughter's initials.
Regret?
Two T's? Two T's, probably.
No.
And she's not a regret.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's a very deep
Yikes.
Tattoo.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of layers.
That's a tattoo I wouldn't explain to people. Uh-huh. You know?
I gave you a wink and you gave me a double wink back.
Hey.
That's just blinking.
Yeah, either that or you were just blinking hard and something was in your eye. When the guard left the room, I yelled over the partition, what are you in for?
Okay.
Well, I could barely hear you through the glass, but I think you yelled back, kidnapping? Dog napping?
Okay.
Again, it was hard to hear.
Just don't nap. Anything.
Hopefully it was kidnapping.
Wait, hopefully.
What?
I'm not a fan of animal cruelty.
Oh, I see.
No.
She has her boundaries.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, man.
Anyways, jeez. I wanted to find out more, but that's when the guard came back into the room with my baby dads.
Okay.
My baby dad's plural.
Yeah, well.
Oh, maybe there's multiple.
You just don't know. Maybe that's
she
what
definitely has a type.
Maybe there's 2 T's instead of 1 T.
She says, I'm coming back next Tuesday for a conjugal. Any way you could put me on the list, too?
Oh, wow.
Okay. It's a busy Tuesday.
Sure. She's actually got a good idea. If any ladies out there want men, you know, go to a male prison. There's tons of dudes there just waiting for attention.
And it's not even like they can be needy and call you later.
Exactly.
You know?
That's signed Roxy Sizzle.
Ooh.
This next misconnection is titled, "You Opened My Heart on Open House Night."
Aww.
Man for Woman 37 Elementary School.
Uh-oh.
We met on Open House Night over by the wall with the caterpillars made out of paper cups.
Picture it.
You were my son's drop-dead gorgeous first-grade teacher.
Oh, dude.
In fact, I was so stunned by your beauty, when you asked me which child was mine, I forgot for a second. Eventually, I remembered and blurted out, Kevin?
Question mark?
That one.
You giggled nervously and showed me some other crap. I mean, art that your students put up on the wall.
It just doesn't care.
My heart started beating quicker because I was close enough to smell your perfume. Oh. I told you I needed a drink.
Uh-oh.
You then filled up a tiny Dixie cup with water and said, "This should do the trick."
Okay, that's not what he meant.
Yeah.
Touché, man.
Oh.
As you turned to greet another parent, my eyes kept following you as you moved around the classroom.
Oh.
At one point, I didn't notice the tiny chair in front of me. Embarrassingly, I doubled over it and landed on a tiny desk. When the bell rang, I knew it was time for me to go to the music room. But before I left, I asked you for a bathroom pass and told you I'd be in the little boys' room if you were interested.
Oh, no, you didn't. That is not sexy.
That is not ever. There's kids in the other room. Come on,
I'll be standing in front of the really short urinals.
How are they gonna hide it all?
Yeah, everything's super tiny in there.
Exactly.
Maybe I read the situation wrong because I waited in there for 20 minutes and you didn't show.
Yeah, of course she didn't.
And that's not reading well. I'm sure he's put on some list now at the elementary school.
Eventually, I had to go back and find my son.
Oh, dang it. What's your name? Is that it?
I'm looking forward to the parent-teacher conferences next month.
Okay, she's not.
No. Maybe we can discuss my recent divorce over a small carton of chocolate milk.
No.
One drink, one straw.
Again.
Stop trying to make children's sexy. Grab a martini with
Just ask the lady out for a drink.
That's signed Alan.
Oh, Alan.
Check out the ants on my log.
No, all right.
That's a no? I thought we had some real winners with today's Craigslist misconnections.
You want to play Foursquare, baby?
I'll be the square.
Carefully turning on our listeners.
No, we're not.
That's Craigslist misconnections.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Brooke, your win streak's getting up there now. You're going for 16 in a row today.
Okay. Sweet 16.
Yeah, let's see how you do against Adam from Bonnie Lake. What's up, Adam?
Hey, how's it going?
All right, Adam. What makes you fit for this, what would we call it, contest?
Sure.
Battle?
I don't need to be fit. I already know you're going down. You're losing.
Hey, all right.
That was kind of muffled, Adam. I couldn't hear the end of it. But
Win streak over.
Okay.
There we go. Adam's coming with the fire.
I hope he mumbles through the whole thing.
Send Brooke out of the studio while that happens, Adam. You know the game's played. You have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know when you can say pass, but you have to beat Brooke outright to win. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
All right, man. Good luck. Your time starts now. Today is Alaska Day, celebrating the formal transfer of Alaska to the U.S. from what country?
Russia.
A lexicon is the technical name for what type of book?
Audiobook.
What's the only state that begins with the letter P?
Pennsylvania.
When was Shakespeare born? The 1300s, 1400s, or 1500s?
14th.
If you're inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame, what color jacket do you receive?
Yellow.
Dwayne Chapman is the real name of what famous reality TV star?
Flavor Flav.
All right. Got your answers in. We're going to bring Brooke back into the studio. And what's something that you've been looking forward to doing this fall, Adam?
Just sitting down, eating an entire cheesecake.
Whoa.
In one sitting?
I don't know if I can, but I will try.
Attaboy, that's a lot of effort.
Are you going homemade or are you buying it somewhere?
Oh, homemade. My wife makes the best ones.
Oh, God, I don't know.
My mom makes a really good lemon cheesecake.
I don't know. Cheesecake Factory is pretty dang good, too.
It's better.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. I'll try them all.
Well, I want to eat a whole cheesecake, too.
Dude, Adam, you're smart. You got in her head, bro.
I did. That's all I can think about.
And I'm disgusted with all of us now. Let's just go over. We have to ask you questions first. I'm already thinking about going and getting cheesecake.
See?
Okay. Brooke, your turn. You ready?
Yes.
Your time starts now.
Today is Alaska Day, celebrating the formal transfer of Alaska to the U.S. from what country?
Russia.
A lexicon is the technical name for what type of book?
Dictionary.
What's the only state that begins with the letter P?
Pennsylvania.
When was Shakespeare born? In the 1300s, 1400s, or 1500s?
1400s.
If you're inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame, what color jacket do you receive?
Red.
Dwayne Chapman is the real name of what famous reality TV star?
Doug Bounty Hunter.
All right, we got our answers in. We're going to the scoreboard to see how you both did with Jose.
It's looking spicy.
Bolaños.
Adam, you got two correct today.
Yeah.
And Brooke.
Yeah.
You got four.
Show me that cheesecake, Adam.
I'll still eat it.
Yeah. You're going to need a second cheesecake to deal with the emotions from this loss. But let's go over the answers for everybody. Today's Alaska Day, celebrating the transfer of Alaska to the U.S. from Russia in 1867. A lexicon is the technical name for a dictionary. The only state that begins with the letter P is Pennsylvania. Shakespeare was born in the 1500s, born in 1564. If you get inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame, you get a gold jacket.
Mm.
And Dwayne Chapman is the real name of Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Why did my brain know that?
I don't know.
It's really disappointing.
So, Adam, I'm sorry. Can't give you any money. But just for playing, you do win a $25 gift card to Buffalo Wild Wings. And Buffalo Wild Wings now has Doritos Spicy Sweet Chili Wings, so you can know exactly what it feels like to be Jose with the munchies.
Oh, man.
I wonder if they serve cheesecake at Buffalo Wild Wings. Well, do they?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
It's buffalo milk.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Buffalo milk. That sounds right. A spicy cheesecake. Sounds pretty good. So you
can see it like fried cheesecake, too.
Yeah. So you enjoy that, Adam.
All right.
We'll do Winbrook's Bucks same time tomorrow.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Child-proofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic, bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.